pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, we have a lot of stuff on the plate. Tonight is a workshop. We do not vote at a workshop, just so everybody's aware of that. Push comes to shove, if we don't get done at 9 o'clock, we close down anyway. So we're gonna drag you along for a while.
Perfect.
If it's okay with the rest of the board, let's dispense with the review of the minutes and that, because we won't vote on them anyway, and go right to the Econo Pact, put you guys on the deck. Is that acceptable?
Good with me.
Okay, I don't know who wants the floor. You get to the mic and introduce yourselves as you go and...
John, you wanna do that?
I mean, yeah, I can, so... You know, obviously for the board, I represented the Econo Pact, you know, prior to my representation for the township, going back when we began their expansion in the 2018-2019 timeframe, took them through our land development approval and ultimately led them to construction. So there are two things I think we want to discuss, okay? One is there had been an approved landscaping plan at that time, which we had used an independent consultant, which was Woodlock up in Holmesdale, to generate. Which was a very good plan. It was part of the approval at that time. And now that we're in the implementation...
Recording in progress.
Now that we're in the implementation of that, due to some what I'll call conflicts that have been identified, which probably wasn't necessarily understood by Woodlock when they developed the plans way back when. They're just locations where certain vegetation was shown on the plan that it just cannot be due to conflicts with pipes, utility lines, things of that nature. So what I had advised to the representatives of Econo Pact, and I'll let everybody introduce themselves, is that we keep the same count of or quantity of vegetation that was proposed, but relocate it to where it might be more appropriate and more useful as far as, you know, along the roadways. But that was the extent of it. Am I missing anything in regards to that?
No, that's pretty much it.
And we did, the one thing was the septic system that's correct. In front, all the way on the left side looking at it.
Correct.
You can't put anything there.
Right. The septic tank areas.
Do you have a markup?
You can't put anything in those areas. Kinder Morgan doesn't want any plants planted in there right away of the gas main, which is 25 feet from the center of the gas main over to each side. We were instructed we can't put any plantings in those areas.
So, I don't have a full size. Eric brought, this was a copy. This was in the plan set originally. And
plan set? I got them, I have that.
Yeah, so they had, and I don't know, if, Bill, if you could identify the locations specifically that have been conflicts or
what you'd like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Bob's getting the
we're still going to put all the trees and shrubs that are on the count for the landscaping, but we have to relocate it, like some that up Pocono Drive. It's just that the ones that are in the right of ways of Kinder Morgan.
Well, in all honesty, the berm on the back on the Melford Side Road isn't as effective as it thought it was going to be, and I think that you should think about changing some more.
That became another issue with the power company. They didn't want us to put any trees underneath near the power lines because if they get up so high, they said they're just going to cut them down.
Okay.
Can't win with them. But they can grow up to approximately 12 to 15 feet, but that's it. They don't want anything higher. As soon as it gets to that telephone line, that's it.
Okay.
They sent us a letter.
Well, what about planting it on the front side of the berm, keeping the plants closer to the
truck,
to the property, and not under the line so much?
Well,
I mean, it would be a little unreasonable to ask you to move the berm, but
right.
But maybe not.
Well,
to
leftover
plant heavy on one side, maybe, or something. Be a little creative. And the emergency entrance, that part of the project hasn't been done at all yet.
No, we're not. Yeah, we're gonna get to that though.
Well, that should go where the main is.
No, these are the buildings.
So was a tree planting to protect the residential behind it?
And uncle's in there.
From seeing the trucks? Was it a?
It was more to screen the road. There really isn't residential. The only residential is on the one end.
It was a screening issue.
Sorry, everyone.
If I recall.
Right.
And I recall the plan. I recall the plan calling for plantings in or near the pipeline easement, which I questioned, I think, at the time, John.
Yeah.
Because I knew that the gas company would not allow that.
Yeah, there is some plantings within the gas easement that are suspect, and they don't want it in the easement. This is more about the berm, and this is coming from the power company, right? This is the power company and the utility company. They didn't want the trees at all underneath their lines, which run along Milford Road. I'm sorry, Tony, I keep looking at you up there. But the, you know, we can plant them. They're just, if they get to a certain height, the power company's just gonna cut them.
And that looked like the hedges down in front of the Scottish Inn there for a while, where it's just...
Or all the ones...
It's hideous. What about a fence?
All the ones in the borough, too.
Fence out of the question?
Well, the trees are planted right now.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they're planted on the berm now. We're just saying that any leftover trees that can't be planted where the septic systems are and where the new power transformer is gonna be located on the east side of the property, we're gonna take those plants and relocate them in open areas on the property to help. So we're not getting rid of, if we have 100 trees, there's gonna be 100 trees.
There's gonna be 100 trees planted.
Right.
There's places with the power company and the right of ways are stopping you from planting them where they show on the plants.
Correct.
I don't see a problem with that. I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
We can add more up to the back on the berm. I mean, we'll have some.
Well, I think part of the concern was the effectiveness of the screening on that whole roadside.
Yeah.
That was one of the primary concerns when you brought the project. Because of the height of the parking area and that, to deal with what you do on that side feeder road is almost impossible just because of the way the ground wound up being graded.
So should we concentrate any extra plantings to that rear berm?
Yes, it's got to be in there.
The rear berm has pine trees, various species up there. Most of the trees that are in the areas where we can't put trees are deciduous.
So not a lot of, they're not impact.
Right.
Of
I mean,
screening.
Right.
Was the landscape architect consulted at all about what the change would be?
No. We haven't gone back to Woodlock at this point. Actually, they're not in here either, Bob. This was an earlier version. We have not come back to Woodlock, no. That's
so you've got a small, that you've got some... So on one of the smaller versions, you have what you had and what you think you're going to change it to?
These aren't even mine.
Yeah, several copies of these.
I mean, this is 06. But, you know, I think, you know, part of the reason... So, yeah, so this is obviously a work session. I think it's really the pleasure of the board of what you would like to do. We clearly want to identify any deviations that are necessary relative to the plan. And so this obviously was one of them. So we could go back to Woodlock and have them update their plan based on some of our circumstances.
So what has been planted?
Okay, this has been installed here. These are installed. These are waiting to get installed. This is all installed here. Coming around, we have a little bit to do over here. These aren't installed yet. None of this is installed yet down here.
That's okay. In front of the existing.
This building. Over wow. here, they're planning, there's a new transfer, there's a new pole going in here from the Pike County Power and Light, and they're gonna put a new transformer right here. So these trees here, they don't want those trees underneath their power lines. There's a big power line coming up through here. They say, don't put any trees in here. Let's see, where's the warehouse? Here's the gas main coming down through here. They don't, 50 feet from the center of the gas main, 25 feet each side, they don't want any trees in this area here. These trees, no. And right here on the edges, no. Kinder Morgan told us we can't plant anything within that distance.
It's a 50-foot wide right-of-way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
We have some septic tanks going down through here that we can't put any trees in here, right?
Actually, you've got your tanks right here, and yep. The lines run right down.
Right over here.
And that's over here, you got a field.
In this pod here, yeah. Yep. Underneath that concrete vault.
Right by the sign.
And then right here, these are, those are all, transformers there. Electrical transformers right here.
So all that vegetation is in front of the existing building, and what we're suggesting, or at least I recommended to them, is that we take whatever was scheduled for that and we put it in another area, which is which potentially could be at the rear of the property.
We're going to run some trees up this way.
And this is where the power line is also yep. affected.
Yes. That's what they got all upset about.
On that right side towards the old bank, you're talking about running them up that side.
Yes.
I think CCD would like it too.
All right.
There's still screening and buffering.
CCD would like it as well.
I mean, it's screening and buffering.
And what's on the other side of where they're going to remove it under where they don't want the power line, I mean, that just backs up to that watershed and to Kenny's property, right? That lower parking area, turnaround area that kind of...
Well, this is the one across next to Milford Road. This is the berm that's up on Milford
Road. That's
Milford Road here.
Well, yeah, in the back on the right. Yep. From the yep. trailer parking area, but on the other one, wasn't he talking? This is where the
where's the new power line going?
That's right. Over here.
Yeah.
That's
well, right this here. Is
by Kenny's bond.
Yeah. This yeah. Kenny. The this would be where the Wheatfield Village watershed is, and yep. this would yep. be yep. Kenny's lower kind of like access turnaround
right.
deal
right.
for the lower tenant.
There's already a hedgerow there, isn't there?
Yeah. That's what I was going to yeah, say. Yeah, Kenny's there's a hedgerow there, so I don't know that
his side.
I don't know
side.
That this is a big. This is a real big deal, right here. I mean, as long as
well with the power company. Not well, wanting to do it, we don't have.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It. I mean, it's not a big deal.
No trees, but you can put the shrubs.
Well, you can put something there to make it look to make it nice. But I think they've got a good idea by moving there, just
yeah.
rearranging and. I mean, is it going to require having the landscape architect?
I don't see why
they'd
have to.
I mean, as long as they make a diligent effort.
Common sense, you're not going to take any away, just add. Well, know, maybe just do them on the side road over here where there's nothing showing.
Right?
Pocono Drive.
Well, but you're looking at their.
Is that recorded?
What's that?
Yes, it is.
That land development approval recorded?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to modify it then if you're going to make a change.
Well, I think any other alterations that have occurred or been required, I think, then we'll create that in a final as-built
Have a final as-built.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we can add the changes to the final as-built of any landscaping changes, not go back to the landscape architect and get a new drawing or anything.
Well, I'm sure there's been change orders throughout the entire drawing.
Right.
So, well, there's been changes. I mean, due to various reasons.
That's just that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, so, I mean, the plan is, I mean, they're built substantially to the plan, but as with anything, there have been modifications, yes.
So we know that the berm on the back is going to change just because of the, give it enough time, it's going to change anyway.
Well, obviously, they said that once they get up to the bottom of the telephone wire, which is your first wire on your pole,
yep.
They said a Conopac will have to trim them, or they're going to come and cut them down.
Right, mm-hmm. Which is just going to kill the tree and just make it look ugly anyway. No matter which way you slice it, right?
So that's why I'm saying if it might make sense to take some of these and put them in the front of that berm. So that there is something there when we know they're gone.
But the only issue, they back their trucks up to the berm. You know, mm-hmm. They're trying to get as much space as they can. Because when they pull the trucks out and do the turnaround, making that, because those trailers are 53 foot and they make that turnaround. It's, they need every bit.
It's pretty impressive how tight they keep them.
It is. I mean, he's...
those yard trucks are very nimble.
But Kevin, are you talking about the space between the berm and Milford Road, or are you talking about the other side?
Well, either way, but you go to Milford Road, then you're going to have trouble.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, that's just inherently right. Going to... Now, there may be enough room there, I don't know. Is there enough room? Is there enough room, or is that... Then you're really under the wire. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't go there physically.
You already have the required trees planted on the berm.
Yeah.
We slid them in.
Have you been up and looked at it?
We slid them in a couple of feet.
I just didn't know just, if it was complete or not. You know, I wasn't,
just to, not, not even before the power company, we just decided to pull them in just a touch because of the wires. Because you know they're going to grow. They're pine trees. They're going to grow like in a couple of years, they'll just shoot like crazy. So they pulled them in a foot or two already, and they are still complaining about it.
Mm-hmm.
Lois, her name is, from Pike County Power and Light.
No, they're a resident engineer?
I guess she is.
Yeah, I've dealt with her. Yeah. It's rather interesting, yeah.
I think she's running it now, because Ed's not there anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's like the person you call when you want to get anything done.
Okay.
And they are staggered, you know, they zigzag on top of the berm.
So this is ultimately up to the supervisors upon our recommendation. Is that right, Tony?
Yeah, that's correct. It doesn't seem like an unreasonable request.
No, I don't think so either. So, but I think that we need to have something on paper to go by, say yes or no. You know, but and you're able to do that for the next meeting. Or it's not that not that urgent for you guys?
I don't know if it's urgent right now. I mean, obviously there's more landscaping to be finished, but that's not going to get done right now. It's going to be probably. I'd rather we do so at a later time when we're closer to a final as-built. But I just felt that it was necessary that they identify this to you. You know, if there was anything
that
you wanted to see differently, that we had an opportunity to address it, because. If we're going to do a final land development plan that's an as-built, you know, we'll highlight all that stuff at that time.
Right.
So, you know, we could take the trees as they've indicated in areas that they just can't put it because of utilities or easements and just repurpose them. The question is, we had suggested bringing them up the side road, but if you want them to the rear more, that's up to you.
Well, because of the... When you go up that side road, just because of the topography of the property, how much effect are we going to have from a screening anyway? When you're on Milford Road and you're perched that much higher, that's where your screening is going to give you some purpose.
Probably that's the only screening would be to the retention pond anyway.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you've got that steep grade right there up in the parking lot. The other thing you're going to screen is the pond.
I mean, at that point, it's not really screening. It's more just
cosmetic.
It's what it is. So. Yeah, it's not going to screen. I mean, the berm at the, and I think a lot of the trees that we're talking about in the front of the property were more designed to be cosmetic, not necessarily screening.
Right.
The screening issue is at the rear, which was the berm.
That's what I'm getting.
And
at, yeah.
You know, and now we have this challenge with the utility company that, you know.
And the front of, and not only that, but the front of the building, the change of that facade and that sort of stuff is something that we were more interested in than the plantings. Because we know where the planting, but that's going to be permanent. And now I see that the front of the building now, the garage doors and that portion has become very active again where it wasn't before. Is that going to stay the same? Is that going to, that was not going to.
We're going to pivot to that.
Okay.
You know, after the landscaping, I think we could speak about that. But anyway, that's kind of the issue. The landscaping to the rear. I mean, the goal was to screen it, but the trees are going to grow, and the utility company may or may not at one day come and cut them down.
They just warned us.
They just top them, right?
And then nobody has anything to say about it at all. So the. You know, you may be able to use some of the plantings that you have in the front and still have the front pleasing enough. If it's up to the rest of the board, I think maybe it would be best to just give these guys a free hand to bring us some sort of rendition of what they're going to do. The basic concept, I don't think anybody has an issue with. Right?
Not at all.
Right.
Not at all.
Okay.
I think we'd all appreciate that. If the change is going to be, put together on an as-built, and we give that to you guys once, but in the process.
Well, in the process, give us an idea what you're going to do.
Give us some ideas. Right. Keep counts.
I think that's what we're
counts
asking
what you're going to move for.
Hey, listen, this is what we would like. We're ready. This is what we would like to do. You know, obviously not. The next day ready kind of thing, but say we've got a better idea of what we want to do and
the intent.
Yeah.
Right, and then we can make a recommendation to the supervisors and then you're in their hands.
Yeah.
I think that's a great resolution.
Okay, so then the second part, we went back through minutes in the developer's agreement. The second part was the facade, right? And I know, Kevin, you and I had spoke probably a few months ago about the, I don't know if there was ever a permanent resolution. We had offered some renderings of what the front of the building would look like, but I know there was some discussion at the time of original approval. You know, give us an idea of what we could do in the front of the building. And I know there was a lot of
we took your word that it would be something reasonable and nice. That's where we left it.
Yeah.
So we kind of did. So, I mean, I'll let them speak to their thoughts right now about what they're going to try to do.
Well, I think, we did as well. We backed through the minutes, and Ed and I were talking about what we had talked about. The doors that are on, what specific building is that, Ed?
Building 4.
Building 4, the one that's kind of raised where the doors.
Just for your benefit, that building 4, just so they know.
The doors that face 206 and 209.
Yeah.
That whole wall.
But there's one particular building that I know you and I had talked about way back when.
This is
one.
This was building 4. This is the one that
the one with the three bay doors
that you guys
close in.
Yeah. Right. So these, what our intention is to put some structurals and sheet over those consistent with the rest of the panels and make sure that these doors match the color of the existing building so that it matches the panels in place.
Yeah, so those three doors are no longer going to be
four
doors.
Four doors.
Okay.
When you drive by, it's going to look like the building itself.
The side of the building.
The side of the building won't look like the doors that are there now.
And the next one down?
And then the existing 80,000 square foot warehouse where you're saying there's a ton of activity. So that would be this section here.
This is where the activity that's become recent.
I don't know if, come on, Ed.
There's a lot of new activity in these garage space.
Nope, not those.
No, we don't use these at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the ones that we're going to close in.
There's a machine on the inside that actually blocks. Okay. You couldn't get in and out of them
this
if
is,
you wanted to.
This is the 80,000 square. There's the gas lane right through here.
Okay.
And then this is the main.
Right. There's a lot of activity, but it probably just there. Because of the built.
No, you know what it is, though. And parking. Kevin, maybe you're not. Yeah, because what we did parking. Is we. Nobody liked all the vans parking all over the place, so this is dedicated van parking here. So maybe if it's vans, it's not tractor trailers.
I think that's
where our vans park.
I think that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, maybe that's there's a lot of activity right there, but it's not with the.
Right, and ultimately all of that activity is going to cease, right?
This is still going to be a parking area, but it's going to be all lined out for parking. So there won't, I mean, these doors are just going to be gone.
But it's not going to be tractor-trailer
activity
up in there.
No, no, that's just car
it's
parking.
Just, it's just a byproduct of construction.
The buses, you got an area in the back of the building you were going to
park. That's right? The, yep, we're on the back side, but that front spot will still be our parking area as shown in our plans for vehicle parking.
So the next step of that, when you go back through and review the minutes, in the 80,000 square foot, there was some concern about the damaged panels on either side of the garage doors, the missing dock seals, and that's all going to be repaired. Panels are going to be repaired, new dock seals are going to be put in place.
Dock seals are all done. Now we just have to do the panels around them. And we're constantly replacing dock panels and doors, just so you know, because any audits, when an auditor walks up and they see any type of daylight, those seals need to be replaced immediately. So that's a constant thing we do. But they are all new and replaced, and we just went through a big audit, and everything was good on our seals.
So that seems to be the facade upgrades that we had talked about.
And so there's going to be a uniform color all the way through that whole
correct.
Length of the building.
Correct. Yes.
Now you have all the trees now. There's multiple trees just from the edge of the parking down to the highway going in front of all that, which are broadleaf trees.
And they're in already.
They need to bloom.
They need to bloom. Yeah.
Did you get a look at this? Do you want any?
You guys want to see this one?
There's two sheets.
I think we have. That's the same as this.
It's
right?
The same as this.
Yeah.
It's just it's a larger version of this.
A little bit bigger?
No, yeah. It's all
those younger guys can see the small
that's
one.
It. That's it.
So. I'm speaking.
Good.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to.
I'm there.
We don't want to leave you guys out. You know?
We're on it.
I'm there quite often, so I know.
We're on it. I drive by it probably 3-4 times a day, so it's like I got the visual in my head.
Yeah. Yeah. We spent a couple of days.
And you guys are doing a fantastic.
Fixing trailers and stuff. So.
Any other issues?
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right,
the project moves along pretty fast for this area. Usually, things like that take a lot longer.
Oh, well, they're like ants running around over there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
different contractors. There's a lot of pieces that.
Can you do radiant inside that factory?
Radiant?
Yeah.
No, there's hot air.
it's forced hot air.
Were there other issues as far as the contractor's agreement that we need to address? Is that, were they the only ones?
No, I don't believe so. Eric, you've been
clarifying this outside just so we're at the fine-tuning it. That was really
right.
The goal. I think that's going to be coming around. That's why we thought we'd come in here, because once the weather breaks here a little bit, we'll be coming around that corner.
Right, and it'll be, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't know if, you know, I participate in regular meetings with them like bi-weekly, but do we have an anticipated timeline that you can share with the board?
When that's going to take place?
Well, I mean, just schedule-wise for the total project.
We're looking in April to have a majority of the site complete. So, by the end of April. Weather permitting.
I was going to say, that's pretty optimistic considering the
climate. That's aggressive.
I mean, we've got 20-some inches of snow yet out there.
Right. So when you give us some sort of rendition or what you're going to do with the landscaping, then you can add a letter with a narrative explaining what you're going to do with the building.
Yeah.
And that you're going to eliminate those doors and we're not going to... Now, on the next building, I see there's another garage door and a man door. Are they staying? There's garage doors and man doors here.
This
are they staying?
That's going to stay.
Okay.
That one will stay. That one's very... That's really as an emergency use for them so that they can get in and out of any special equipment because you can't take anything through this tunnel, you know, right, to get out. And these are going to be closed up, so they want to keep that one over there.
And then when that's closed up, then your logistics on the other side for how you handle the trailers and how you're doing that is going to go into effect.
On that far side?
It's not going to be all out in the open like it has been.
They're right? Still going to be loading and unloading up front, but not near. I mean, we're adding six doors, so the majority of all of our...
I think he means the staging area for the trailers. The staging area is going to be off to the side in the back.
Should be off to the side.
Rather than right
in
up
the front of
like
the building.
Like a hodgepodge
correct
kind
yeah
of deal.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we got it good. Get your crayons out. Mark up John's plans where the new trees are going.
Oh, they got colored pencils now.
So is there anything else that you gentlemen need of us?
I don't think so.
No?
No, I think... as we get closer to finalization, you know, we'll create a final as-built and bring it back through, you know, for review. I think we'll work with, you know, the facade. I mean, and do you know the timing on that work, like when that will actually be completed?
That's going to be one of the last things we do on the front because we have to do work to the side of the building, mm-hmm, and then we'll come in around the front. It's just...
Yeah, what you're going to do to make it all the same and to make it uniform, if you include that in your submission with this so that there's a narrative so we have some sort of proof that we don't want you to give an as-built and not have told the supervisors you're going to change it, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So, again, not that there was, you know, significant changes. I mean, the plan is pretty consistent. It's just...
Right.
I think the landscaping was an identifiable thing that needed
yes
to be discussed.
Right.
The other stuff is just a lot of tweaking, you know, final placement of retaining walls, you know, some work that we had to do in the gas easement, you know, so we'll document all that in the final land development.
Right, and I'm more concerned about the appearance of this one piece because that's an open end that we left on the contractor's agreement.
Agreed.
Finishing this, so if just the narrative to... Right.
Yeah, we could actually probably take Eisenhower's plan and include that with the narrative and submit that with the as-built.
Right.
And then if we got that to us at our next meeting, we can recommend it to the supervisors and that's not.
But I think the as-built, I would probably wait until we're close to being done.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about an as-built now.
You're just talking about...
Just an intent plan.
Just right.
With a narrative.
The narrative for the facade.
Yeah, how many for the facade and how many plants you're going to change or what you're going to do.
Yeah, that we could probably...
Yeah, that we need something.
Before the next... Do you want
something to recommend to the supervisors, that's all.
At your regular meeting this month?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. If we had that, then we can...
Move forward
to it.
I'll work with them.
Legally, we're advertised... We have made a commitment to the public that at workshops we will not vote and send things forward. So this is a legal meeting and we do that, but because of our position with the public, we don't vote and make it forward from this meeting. That's just something that we've done. So and special exception we'll do that, but then we always make a month's notice, and it's easier to just bring it to our regular meeting if you don't mind.
I think that's pretty easy to do.
And that would be in March with a month's notice?
No, we don't need it if you bring it to a regular meeting. That's what I said. John thinks he can have it together for the end of this month because you're coming anyway.
What he meant was if there's circumstances that we would have to make a decision at a workshop, we'd advertise a month and a half.
Yeah, we give the notice. Yeah, right. So we're not going to put you in that. Yeah, right.
Simple.
If we do it at a regular meeting, then we...
Okay.
Great. Good.
Yep.
Do you have anything else?
No, no, I think we're good.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Good to see you all. Good health to you.
Absolutely.
Good to see you, Kevin.
All right, Billy, good to see you.
Quick enough, maybe a calling call.
Do you want this? Leave this or
take it? No, you can take that. Okay.
Keep it on grade with those charges, whoever's driving the charges.
What's that?
Thank you.
You know that charger.
It just looks good.
You know that charger. You can buy a police chip for that.
Even this, it's got a six cylinder though.
Oh.
Thanks, guys.
Drive safe, gentlemen.
Mine, you can put the supercharger on.
Land development resubmission for AutoZone.
Good evening. Tom D'Angelo with D'Angelo Consulting. So we made a resubmission based on what we talked about in John's comment letters. I know John hasn't had a chance to review it and issue an updated comment letter.
Yeah, I was prepared to issue one tonight, but it's consistent with my previous letter. But go ahead.
So, but we wanted to come tonight because as part of that resubmission, we wanted to present a waiver request. And it's related to John's comment regarding landscaping. I'm going off of the MDM letter for a response. But it was under section 40510 and 410 landscaping standards. What we'd like to do is we just basically want to present a request for a modification. And there was a separate letter submitted by MDM. The first one was section 408.4. Planting beds a minimum 10 feet wide with one shade tree of 3-inch caliper between the parking area and the buildings. So we wanted to ask for a waiver from this entirely so that we didn't have to put any kind of landscaping around the building. We feel it'd be in line with what the Dollar General has next door and what's typical of an AutoZone store. And then section 410.5.F, a landscape strip of 25 feet in width shall be a perimeter of the lot lines for any non-residential conditional use. We would just ask for a modification from 25 feet to 20 feet, I believe, is what it is, just to make it a little bit shorter.
Did you address the landscaping on the new plan about the back of the property?
Yeah, so the changes that were made to the plans that were dropped off, we added landscaping.
Well, you want to show us them out so that...
If I can borrow one of your sets.
Yep.
Do you need hard copies? No?
No, he'll just show us on this.
Yeah, the easel's right there.
Want the easel?
Yeah,
the easel's right there in the corner.
I can hold it if you want.
Yeah. You want to model it?
I can model it. Just want to find the right sheet. Yeah, thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
We gotta get a better easel.
Yeah, they
I'll
really,
donate one.
I think they can afford something better.
I'm just gonna hold it.
Here. I think you're a little higher than that.
I'll hold it.
So,
what sheet are we referring to?
This is sheet C1-1A or .1A.
Okay, thank you.
So this is just what we talked about last meeting was the landscaping towards the rear of the lot to be the eastern side. So here's the detention basin. And there's proposed landscaping now along the property line as requested.
And is that the reason for asking for the 20 instead of the 25?
No, it's from the front.
The front. Okay. Yeah. So can you show them the front? Yeah. No, the waiver actually requests us for the front, not the rear. And then around the
so
building.
They covered us on the back side nicely.
Yeah, this is all the stuff that we asked.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So they added all this here. Yep.
Right. And where
is this the
Tony? They're looking at C1.1A.
Okay. And are we talking about the landscaping that is near the area of the detention basin?
Yes.
But that over to the Milford town.
So this is the landscaping at the front of the site.
L10.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then if you go to
L1.0.
L1.0, Tony.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
So this is the same as the original submission. We're just asking for the waiver. So basically, just the landscaping that the section requires around the building. And then just what's along.
It's not in.
Depends on right of way.